I'm going to let our speaker this morning.
He's founder of the Green Earth. Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past?
Well, thank you,
Sam. As a big store with untrained
personnel,
are going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Earth. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Earth exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 frontage road north, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, doctors, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is this morning, Dr. Peter Glidden, and I've asked him to come on because he has some very interesting views. Dr. Glidden, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Monteith, it's a pleasure. Thank you for everything that you do.
Well, why don't you sort of tell our listeners about your book, about your views, and about the message you're trying to get out.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm a licensed naturopathic physician. I have over two decades of clinical experience. I graduated from the University of Massachusetts' pre-med department in 1987. Graduated from the Bastyr University of Naturopathic Medicine in Seattle, Washington in 1991, and I've been licensed since 1992 as a naturopathic physician. And of course, naturopathic medicine advocates the science-based, clinically verified use of non-drug therapeutics in order to support and promote the body's ability to fix itself. Now, naturopathic physicians have trained in the use of drugs, and you know, we're trained in the use of minor surgery, but our forte is non-drug science-based, clinically verified therapeutics that actually support and promote the body's ability to fix itself. So we actually attempt to get at the root cause of disease and help the body fix it rather than just managing symptoms with prescriptive agents. And it's a fantastic profession. It's a rapidly growing profession. And our message of health recovery through medical nutrition is one that we are populating as quickly as possible through radio shows and webinars and free lectures. We give hundreds, my colleagues and I give hundreds of free lectures all around this country every year because nobody knows what we know, and this is a problem, right? Medicine has been monopolized by the pharmaceutical industry in this country since 1920, and, you know, what we know, not many medical professionals know, and everybody needs to know what we know. I wrote a book about this. It's called The MD Emperor Has No Clothes. I have a website, a radio program of my own, and my website, if you're interested, is drglidden.com. That's drglidden.com, or just do a Google search for Dr. Peter Glidden, and you'll be led right to what I do. But what, in a nutshell, what my colleagues and I are up to is populating our message of health recovery through medical nutrition as quickly as possible because, you know, like the fella said, you don't know what you don't know. And when it comes to health and, you know, real true healing, that the stuff that you don't know will kill you or will heal you. And this is what we're about, education, education, education.
All right. Well, do you feel that there is a place for traditional medicine in addition to certainly nutritional medicine?
Well, of course. You know, medicine is like a great big pizza pie. Or, you know, it's like dogs, right? The medical science, there are a lot of different branches of medical science. There's homeopathy, acupuncture, osteopathy, chiropractic, allopathic medicine that MDs practice, and there's room in the world for everything, of course. The problem that we have here in the United States is that the medical industry and the medical theater here has been completely dominated by the pharmaceutical industry and the allopathic branch of the medical profession since the early 1900s. And it's not a level playing field. It's not a balanced playing field. And my profession is trying to bring, a little more integrity to the entire thing by giving people access to it. You know, there's times when it's appropriate to see the chiropractor. There's times when it's appropriate to go to the emergency room. There's times when it's appropriate to use drugs and surgery, and there are times when it's appropriate to use naturopathic therapeutics. We're just trying to enlighten people as to what we bring to the table, because what we bring to the table is essential for our health.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think that there is a great deal more to medicine than simply prescribing medicines and surgery, although there is a place for them, and certainly we have to learn how to balance. Unfortunately, why this whole idea of naturopathy and nutrition and the other things is really more or less totally ignored by allopathic medicine. So basically, what are some of the major issues that you see? And you've written a book, haven't you?
Yeah, I wrote a book. It's called The MD Emperor Has No Clothes. It's kind of an expose on the history of medicine, how it's developed here in the United States. It shows, you know, the shortcomings of the pharmaceutical approach, and it gives people an insight into what naturopathic therapeutics and science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition can offer. You probably would believe, because you've had your fingers on this pulse for quite a while, Dr. Monteith, but most people in the United States would not believe the things that my colleagues and I have seen people recover from, because our fundamental premise here is that the human body has a God-given intelligence, and the human body has the ability to fix itself. The human body wants to fix itself. And most of the time, what's necessary in order for that to happen is the body needs the raw materials necessary to fix itself. And the problem is that we don't get the raw materials that the body needs, even just to maintain its health, from eating from the four food groups. You can't do it. So supplementation with vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids is essential for optimal health. And unless you do that, unless you're supplementing appropriately with the 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs, it's only a matter of time until your body runs out of something and something breaks. And this is a big problem here in the United States.
I certainly concur. And, of course, nutrition is so important. And so, I mean, the canned goods, the commercially prepared goods are so convenient, and so many of them taste so good, and that's the problem.
That is the problem. You know, in medical science, all of this stuff with genetically modified foods now, you know, science really has left God out of the equation. They really have. And scientists, you know, science is good, and science is appropriate, and, you know, the scientific method is necessary, but the scientific method leaves out everything that it can't measure. And because scientists have never, you know, dissected the soul out of a human body, or since no CT or MRI scan has ever revealed the presence of the soul in the human body, to the scientist, it doesn't exist. And if it doesn't exist, then it can have no impact or effect on the health of the body or anything else. And this is the greatest shortcoming. So scientists try to play God in genetically modified foods, and it's still...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Fact. Today, the national debt is more than $16 trillion. That's more than $50,000 for every man, woman, and child. Fact. After nearly 4 years in office, President Obama's policies have resulted in the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. Fact. Over 220,000 Coloradans can't find work, and our unemployment rate is higher than the national average. Fact. Obama. We simply can't afford 4 more years. Mitt Romney has a plan. Listen.
My plan is to help the middle class in America. I want it to be the best time for the middle class of America.
Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare and increase access to domestic energy resources. He'll cut taxes, cut spending, and champion small businesses, creating 12 million new jobs.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Dr. Peter Kitten. We're talking about naturopathy. We're talking about some of the problems that come, certainly with allopathic medicine. And the tragedy is, certainly that there is a great deal of scientific information out there on many of the drugs that are used, and many of them are harmful. There's a great deal of scientific evidence out there about the dangers of certainly commercially prepared food, and basically, and specifically on genetically modified food, and yet that information is systematically concealed from the American people. Genetically modified food alters what God has prepared, and if you look at the scientific studies, the animal studies, the animals are dying and developing all sorts of problems from these foods, and the average American has no knowledge. And when these studies are presented to the FDA, they simply alter them. They lie. The genetically modified food companies, led by Monsanto, are poisoning the American people. And the average individual has no knowledge because they can't believe anybody would intentionally harm people. But I believe this is happening today. What are your thoughts, Dr. Glenn?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Dr. Monteith. And really, you know, all you have to do is follow the money. I don't think that the people at Monsanto are engaged in a eugenics campaign. I don't think that scientists are, you know, plotting behind the scenes to kill people. But here's what I do think. They have no understanding, no appreciation for anything metaphysical. They have no understanding, no appreciation for the relationship between the soul and God and the human body. They leave that completely out of their equation. And so, to the scientist, you know, that's involved with genetically modifying all of these organisms, they believe that they are in, well, they don't, they're atheists, number one, they don't believe in God, but number two, they believe that they're smarter than God, and since they have no conceptual awareness of the spiritual nature of the human being, or the spiritual nature of planet Earth, and, you know, the evolution, the relationship between the human being and the plant and the animal kingdom over thousands of years on this planet, it's meaningless to them. And so they have no problem whatsoever going into the genetic material of the plants and modifying them. And, you know, when you do that, you're going to screw something up. But because of the arrogance of the profession, they don't care, and to them it's all one giant experiment, and they make it up as they go along, and it doesn't matter if thousands of people are killed in the process, because that's just acceptable collateral damage to the scientific technique, and science marches on, and damn the torpedoes. This is how they feel. And this is a problem, right? This is a problem when man tries to outsmart God, everybody's going to lose. And, you know, because of the money that's involved here, a gigantic money, I mean, more money than most people can even imagine, it's an out-of-control juggernaut. And really, the only way to kind of fight this is to just not support it. You know, buy your food someplace else and make sure that your state, California now, is passing legislation to get people who make genetically modified food has to be labeled as genetically modified, and then let the market decide whether or not this is a good idea. So, you know, if we're not careful, we're going to let the scientists run us right into the ground. So in this regard, a little bit of education goes a long, long way.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, Chris, I believe that genetically modified foods, we know from the animal studies, they are disastrous. They contribute to all sorts of medical conditions and cancer and death. And yet, of course, they're being proposed and presented all across the country. And the information that the FDA has readily demonstrates what's going on. And yet, of course, there are people there who seem to go right along with this scam. But it's much more than a scam. It's a very, very deadly, lethal scam. Well, certainly we don't know what's going to happen here in California, but they're spending millions of dollars to defeat Proposition 37, which we are avidly backing and doing everything we can to get people to understand the danger of genetically modified food. And, of course, the initiative really only says that they have to be labeled. They can still be sold. But, of course, the Monsanto and the others do not want people to know there's any question about them. And they say, well, if there's any question, we should do more studies. Ladies and gentlemen, the studies have been done. They don't need more studies. They just don't want the public to know that the danger of genetically modified food. How are naturopathic doctors getting information out on the danger of GMO foods and the other omega-6 fats, the other things which are so deadly to our health?
Well, you know, we do what we can. My profession is the smallest medical profession in the country right now, but it's also the most rapidly growing. And, you know, 20 years ago when I graduated naturopathic medical school and became licensed to practice naturopathic medicine, nobody could even pronounce naturopathy, let alone knew what it was. And it was, you know, it was kind of looked down upon. You know, there's a little bit of a social stigma. Oh, you're not a real doctor, you're a naturopath, right? And, you know, the profession has changed and grown, and there's been more public acceptance and more awareness over time. So it's easier now for us to get people to listen to us. But, you know, really, we do as much as we can with public information. You know, I have a radio program airs at the Genesis Communication Network from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. My colleague, Dr. Wallach, has a radio program on the Genesis Communication Network and on radio stations, the ZBS radio network all around the country. We write books. We give lectures. We give webinars. I had a webinar last night with hundreds of people attending from all over the world. And, you know, the truth has a particular ring to it, Dr. Monteith. The truth has a ring to it. And all that we really need to do in order to get people to pay attention to what we're doing is stand up in the town square and speak the truth, because the truth resonates with people, and people are hungry for this information. People are starving for this information. All we really need is a platform, a megaphone to talk about it, and people respond. And quite frankly, it's a very rewarding line of work. It's a very satisfying line of work. Getting up every morning and telling people the truth of the matter—it's quite an exciting time for us.
Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that we are what we eat, and if you're eating the right things, you're going to be healthy. And I think the point that Dr. Clinton makes about the body has the ability to heal itself is very important, and in many instances, it really does. And some of the medications that bring in countless billions of dollars a year, Lipitor, Plavix, these others, I mean, a recent study showed that if you took Plavix on a regular basis, it significantly, and you took it with aspirin, it doubled your incidence of stroke and heart disease. Let me repeat that. If you take Plavix and aspirin, it doubles the incidence of stroke and heart disease. And yet the average individual doesn't understand that. And, of course, the Bristol-Myers recently canceled their scientific study because so many people that they were experimenting on were simply dying. And yet here's a multi-billion dollar drug prescribed by doctors because they've read the studies that show Plavix is far better than aspirin, and yet the difference between, as far as stroke and heart disease over a long period of time, was the difference between 5.83% and 5.23%, well within the margin of error and probably doctored to justify a multi-billion dollar lethal drug. Well, who do we have calling in again? Our number 877-254-7524. We have a caller who...
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Good morning. Who is this?
My name's Frank.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment. I just tuned in, heard you talking on GMOs. I had an occasion this past spring to be in Iowa, and I talked to a veterinarian back there, and he had made a comment to one of his clients that he had some information that GMOs were not good to feed to animals.
Right.
And, you know, created some problems in the animals. And so just, you know, made that comment. And about a week later, he got a call from a person who worked for Monsanto who threatened him and said if he continued to say anything against GMOs, that Monsanto's a big company and they would sue him.
Oh, they will destroy you, but you have to do what's right. And what did the veterinarian do?
Well, he said he was really intimidated by it, number one, because he was concerned about the health of his clients' animals, but, you know, he didn't have the resources to fight Monsanto in a court case. And, you know, it was very intimidating to him, and he said, you know, I just made this little comment, and all of a sudden, you know, it gets to Monsanto somehow, and they threaten him. So, I mean, here we have a veterinarian trying to do the right thing to help keep his clients' animals healthy, and gets that kind of a threat from Monsanto.
What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Glidden?
Well, my thoughts on that are, you know, this is the nature of the political arena. This is the nature of the world that we live in right now. Big money, big lawyers, big threats. And so one way to avoid all of this nonsense and still get our message out is to just reframe it. So instead of going out on a limb and saying that, you know, genetically modified foods kill people, and then in order to support that, you would need to do millions of dollars of your own research and then, you know, defend yourself in court. Nobody has that kind of money. Instead of saying that, what I encourage people to say is, well, who do you trust, man or God? Who is it that you trust, man or God? If you trust man, then go ahead and eat the genetically modified foods. If you trust God, then don't. And quite frankly, we all need to wake up. 33% of the doctors that work at the FDA recommending drugs, doing research and making recommendations, thumbs up or thumbs down, about drugs and foods have financial ties to the companies that make the drugs or food. There are 35 drugs right now, over 35 drugs and medical devices, you know, like titanium hips and mesh implants for hernias. 35 drugs and medical devices right now, which were approved by the FDA as safe and effective. And it turns out they hurt people, they killed people, and now there are class action lawsuits against the companies that made those drugs. So from a greater perspective, you know, the books have been cooked, And really, you just need to look at the FDA's track record to be able to look at them with suspicion. And everybody should be looking at them with suspicion. Ladies and gentlemen, who do you trust, man or God? If you trust God, then stay the heck away from GMO food.
All right. Does our caller have any other thoughts you'd like to express before we let him?
Yeah. I've done some research on the use of GMOs in Europe. And I believe it was GMO corn that they were feeding to some hogs over there, and I believe some cattle. And three or four generations after those initial animals received it, they were having very, very severe reproductive problems in the offspring of those original animals that had been fed the GMO corn. And for that reason, you know, there was a big backlash against it, and you know, the cattle and the hogs just would not breed. And,
you're absolutely,
you know,
right. In fact, in Europe, they do not allow it. In Africa, they don't allow it. So why is it bad in Europe and bad in Africa, but perfectly all right here in America? In fact, they don't even want people to know that they're genetically modified products, and that's why the objection is to requiring companies to put this on the label. They have to put everything else on. They have to put the, you know, if you ordinarily have a readily prepared food, you have to list all the products, but you're required by law to list all the products, but not if it's genetically modified. Well, I'll tell you, it's 3-1 in favor of forcing them to put it on. I hope the legislation passes. Our number, 1-877-254-877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Fact. Today, the national debt is more than $16 trillion. That's more than $50,000 for every man, woman, and child. Fact. After nearly 4 years in office, President Obama's policies have resulted in the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. Fact. Over 220,000 Coloradans can't find work, and our unemployment rate is higher than the national average. Fact. Obama. We simply can't afford 4 more years. Mitt Romney has a plan. Listen.
My plan is to help the middle class in America. I want it to be the best time for the middle class of America.
Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare and increase access to domestic energy resources. He'll cut taxes, cut spending, and champion small businesses, creating 12 million new jobs.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Rand here. It's American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Peter Kidden. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, Peter, do you have a web page, or how can people get in touch with you, get your book?
Oh, thanks so much, Dr. Stan. Yeah, my last name is Glidden, just like the paint company, and no relation, Glidden, G-L-I-D-D-E-N. And the easiest way to find me is just to do a Google search for Dr. Peter Glidden, and I always come up number one, or you can go to drglidden.com, and right there on the website, you can get my books and my CDs and find out about the webinars that we do and all of my lectures. I'm going to be in Miami tomorrow night giving a lecture, and then Saturday I'm going to be in Trinidad, and then two weeks later, I think I'm going to be in Kansas City or someplace. But I'm all over the country all the time, you know, preaching our message of health recovery through medical nutrition, and the lectures are free all the time. So just find me on the World Wide Web, do a Google search for Dr. Peter Glidden, and check out the lecture schedule, check out everything else that we do.
Well, at number 877-254-7524, if you're out there in the listening audience, but I think our last listener, our last guest, remarked about the threats from Monsanto. That's not unusual at all. They do threaten people, and they will destroy people who dare to tell the people the truth. But people are dying, in my estimation. And certainly we know that animals die. We know the incidence of death is increasing in our population. The increase of infertility is increasing, and of many diseases is increasing. And many of these certainly can be related to genetically modified food. Is our guest still there, the young man who called in earlier, or did he leave? I guess he's gone, so... Basically, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, why, 877-254-7524. Well, certainly, Peter, as far as I'm concerned, I think that genetically modified foods are one of the greatest threats to the survival of Western civilization. They are outlawed in Europe, ladies and gentlemen. They're outlawed in Europe, they're outlawed in Africa, and yet, of course, here in America, you're not even allowed to know that these are genetically modified food. I think there's a growing awareness of the danger. Don't you have that feeling, Peter?
I do. And, you know, this is the only thing that makes me from pulling my hair out because, you know, and I guess it's been like this throughout history, right? You know, that there's always a battle. There's always a battle between good and evil. There's always a battle between, you know, people fighting for their own rights and people fighting for the rights of the little guy and whatever. And, well, this is the modern battle. You know, this is where we're at. But what we have on our side is the truth. And that, like I said, the truth has a particular ring to it, and it resonates with people. So the only thing that we need in order to make a difference here is, you know, a megaphone, a microphone, a platform, a place to speak our truth to the world, because when we're able to do that, it resonates. And, you know, then we grow a grassroots campaign. I mean, it worked pretty well for the church, right? Started with two guys, and look at it now. It's all word of mouth. Well, it's the same way with the stuff that we talk about medical nutrition and about, you know, the dangers with GMO foods and pesticides and all of the crap that's in the air and the food and the water. It's ultimately up to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're all in this boat together. And like Benjamin Franklin said, we all need to hang together, or most assuredly we will hang individually.
Okay, we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan, Dr. Glidden. This is Karen in Thornton, Colorado. How are you both?
Doing fine. How about you?
Great. Thank you. I wanted to just submit a comment to the listening audience. God bless you both absolutely for your efforts and for spreading this is the gospel to anyone who is listening. I am not a medical doctor. I am not a naturopathic doctor. I'm a mother who lost her daughter to the negative end of the medical establishment. And I watched firsthand as they, she, with the medications that she was taking, because of the disease that she was diagnosed with, these medications and, neglecting the root cause of this ailment and addressing that instead of treating the symptoms, which are what medical doctors seem to be best at. They ultimately, her body just began to break down, and the surgeries and the medications coupled with environmental strains upon her body, just ailments that she had never, ever suffered from before. And their answer to everything was surgery, 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 or more drugs. And to this listening audience, I implore you, please consider. Doctors are very good for acute circumstances, a broken arm, a broken leg, or things that may happen that you don't expect. But to rely on the medical establishment coupled in bed with a big pharma is just not the way to go. The body is indeed meant to heal itself. And through my research, since my daughter passed away, I have learned a wealth of all you're getting. Get understanding. When the doctor diagnoses you with something, go on Dr. Glidden's website, Dr. Stanmon's Teeth, years and years of experience. Just don't let the doctor be all to end all. My daughter was strongly encouraged against any type of chiropractic or acupuncture or the natural supplements or things that would have strengthened her immune system. Take it from me. That's not the way to go. God created us to heal. And I just want to say God bless you both, and I appreciate you. And I'll just get off for another caller. Thank you.
God bless, and I feel terrible about your daughter. I don't know the details, but these things do happen. The doctors, it's not that they have any malice. Many times they just don't know. They're trapped in the system, and they're never allowed to hear the other side. I know, because I go to the medical meetings all the time to hear what they're saying. Anyway, God bless, and thanks very much. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Peter, do you have any comment on our recent call?
Well, you know, you hit the nail right on the head, Dr. Stan. It's not the individual doctor's fault. The individual doctor only knows what they've been trained in. And, you know, they're trying to eke out a living. They're trying to put bread and butter on their table. They're trying to take care of their families. They have a certain scope of practice that they must, you know, stay inside of, and if they go outside of that scope of practice, they're going to get fired. They're going to lose their job. They're going to lose their medical license. So from a greater perspective, the practice of medicine here, I mean, my heart really goes out to the MD who has a conscience, because they're trapped inside of the system, and if they start to budge and go outside of it, then, you know, it's not good for them. And like the fella said, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Well, that's
there is another way, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back. Our number 877-254-7524.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen. Give the gift of life. Give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it saves lives. This message brought to you by McNabb Automotive. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong. They're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. That's McNabb Automotive at 100 West Southern Street, Unit Number 8 in Brighton. Trace Margaritas and Greeley would like to take this time to say thank you to all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most valuable resource. May God bless America. This message from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 378-6662. Proud to salute all the past and present members of our military service.
Well, and here I said this morning, Dr. Bitten. Our number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there, you have a question or comment. But proper nutrition is the most important thing you can do. And certainly food is God's own method of keeping us healthy. So basically, what should people actually be eating, Dr. Clinton?
Well, we've identified, and that's a very interesting thing to talk about, Dr. Stan, because what we've identified is that there are 10 foods, 10 foods as a general rule, that we don't recommend anybody should eat. And if you eliminate these 10 foods from your diet and you're supplementing with the 90 essential nutrients every day, then it doesn't matter what you eat as long as it's not genetically modified, right? So you can be a healthy vegetarian. You can be a healthy carnivore. You can be a healthy lacto, ovo, whatever, if you want to, as long as you're not eating 10 foods that we have found to be really have net negative benefits for the human body. If you eliminate these 10 foods from your diet, then, you know, and supplement, then life is good.
What are the 10 foods?
All right, here we go. Now, this is where you stop liking me, Dr. Stan, okay? These foods are everywhere all of the time. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats, foods that contain the gluten protein, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, are almost impossible for the human digestive tract to digest, and they cause tons of trouble in the small intestine. Oil in a bottle, fried food, well-done red meat, nitrates added as preservatives to meat, the skins of baked potatoes, yams, and sweet potatoes, and carbonated beverages with a meal. Now, I'll send you that list for free, folks. If you go to my website, drglidden.com, and on the front page, you can just opt in for email newsletter. I have a free email newsletter that I send out a couple of times a month. If you sign up for my newsletter, we automatically send you the list of the 10 bad foods, so you don't have to worry about writing them down now, but the biggest four offenders, from our point of view, are the grains that contain gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And quite frankly, you know, the wheat that we're eating today is Monsanto's monoclonally hybridized wheat. It's not Old Testament wheat. It's not the same thing. And it's not a healthy food for the human body.
Well, now, basically, can't we get the old wheat? I didn't realize that are they, most of the wheat is genetically modified. Is it? How long has that been going on?
Well, it's not that it's been genetically modified. It's that it's been altered. You know, they grow wheat now, they clone it, and they'll grow it so that it's resistant to drought, that it's resistant to pesticides, right? It's been altered by man through, you know, the business of agriculture here in the United States. We're not eating the same wheat that was around in Pharaoh's day. It's not the same thing at all. And the protein that's in the wheat, proteins are long chains of amino acids, and it's the stomach's job to break those amino acids, to break that chain and to liberate the individual amino acids. But because of the way that the wheat molecule is structured now, it's really, really difficult for your stomach to snap those chemical bonds and to liberate the amino acids. So what happens is we get these long-chain undigested amino acids tumbling through the intestinal tract where they destroy the tissue in the intestinal tract that absorbs nutrients. So ironically, I mean, right, one of life's greatest ironies is that from our point of view, as licensed physicians practicing medical nutrition, I mean, we have our fingers on this pulse. One of the worst foods that anybody can eat is a whole grain. It's crazy, but it's true. And when you just stop eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats just for 2 weeks in a row, you're going to feel remarkably better because the proof of the pudding is in the eating, or in this case, in the not eating.
Well, what about flour? Is there an objection to eating flour?
Well, it depends on where it comes from. So you can have rice flour, no problem. You can have bean flour, no problem. You can have potato flour, no problem. You can have tapioca flour, no problem. You can, you know, I eat bread every day, but my bread is gluten-free. I have pasta three times. We just had pasta last night. My pasta is gluten-free. You can have gluten-free cookies and crackers and cereals and gluten-free whatever you would like. But our advice, interestingly enough, and I know that this is a radical idea, but you just have to trust me, folks, go gluten-free for 14 days. Just stop eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats for 14 days and see how you feel.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest is Dr. Peter Glidden, and he has a program on Genesis. Are you 4 to 5 time? You are in 4 to 5 on Genesis. Is that Pacific time or Central time?
Yes, sir. It's 4 to 5 Central time, Monday through Friday,
fine.
4 to 5 p.m. Central time. And then, of course, Genesis, they're so ahead of the curve that, you know, they have a podcast of the after the live broadcast. You can listen to the radio show 24 hours a day, just not live. It's live from 4 to 5 Central time every afternoon.
And, of course, the beauty of that is you can get these programs anytime on an iPad, iPod, certainly on a computer, on a cell phone with unlimited minutes. Fascinating abilities to get information today. And, ladies and gentlemen, my plea to you is don't listen to the regular radio. Listen to this station. They put out great programming. But get away from the traditional programs, because they're controlled, most of them are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and their goal is not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American people. Well, Dr. Glidden, we have about 1 minute for you to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Stan couldn't be, he's hit the nail right on the head. You know, you don't know what you don't know, and when it comes to your health, the stuff that you don't know, will kill you or it will heal you. And it is our position as licensed naturopathic physicians that the human body has a God-given ability to fix itself, the human body knows how to fix itself, and the human body wants to fix itself. Most of the time, the only thing necessary to stimulate the body's ability to fix itself is to give the body the nutrients that it needs to fix itself and to stop eating food it's gumming up the works. Nutrify the body. Clean your diet up. Find your way.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and help keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For 2 decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another 2. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I need to remind our listeners that my program, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, we do hope that if you're in a position to help, you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then I would simply point out that we do have an all-day seminar. It's a week from this coming Sunday. It's the 21st of October, and we have bringing in speakers from across the country. You'll find it fascinating, and you'll learn things that you'll never learn elsewhere. And, of course, we'll have all sorts of material there that you need to read, you need to understand, not only for your health, but to understand what's happening to our nation. And of the necessity of making preparations for the very difficult time that lies ahead, because the America we have known is going to cease to exist in the coming years, unfortunately, because wicked people have taken over control of our government. Who are the wicked people? Well, they're the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book. But as far as the seminar is concerned, it's going to start at 8:15 in the morning, go to 6 in the evening. Speakers from across the world will be there, educating you, and we're going to give all of them adequate time to talk. Usually at the conferences there isn't an adequate time, so we're going to give them lots of time to develop ideas, answer questions. We're going to be serving lunch. You're going to have reservations, and we ordinarily have a contingent from Colorado come every year. Hope they'll be here. I know some of them are coming again this year. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We have to have the reservations in this week because they, of course, have to get the food together for the meeting. And so basically Monday will be the last day. But if you're going to come, get your reservations in today, and we're hoping to get a good turnout. Looks like we're going to get an excellent turnout again. So, again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Then remember, we have a website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can read our newsletters going back at almost 20 years, where you can listen to our radio programs. You can watch many of our DVDs are posted up there. And in another section, videos on the web are other people's DVDs, YouTubes, which I think are important. And, of course, we do hope that you'll tell others about our program, about our website. Try to get them educated to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful and sinister and diabolical spiritual forces. Because we are truly seeing the unfolding of ancient prophecies taking place today. We're moving towards a war in the Middle East. It's all contrived. And people say, well, how could that be? Well, it's very simple. We brought the Ayatollahs to power in 1979. We flew, the CIA flew the Ayatollah Khomeini from Paris, where he'd been living under CIA auspices, who ran to take control of that country. And I believe we have our people planted in the Iranian government today. We had our people working mostly with the civil service for World War II. The telephone number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare,